This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm getting revved up for a powerful transmission. Obviously, the news just gets more intense. Joe Beggs will be joining us from Fox Lake, Illinois, for an update. And he's going to be coming back home on one of the latest police officers killed. Then we have an Austin attorney who's really at the center of both sides with the situation, with the crisis with police brutality, but also the crisis of police being executed all over the country. He'll be joining us in studio to look at the race war that I can really officially say has been artificially started in this country and is truly despicable. We're going to get into the latest on Donald Trump, the latest on Hillary, the latest on the giant immigrant waves slamming into every Western country. It is an intensifying globalist takeover. And we're going to open the phones up early in the first hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Here's John Bounds' report on Obama's Al-Qaeda buddies.
ISIS has flattened yet another document of human history. In war, there are essentially three ways that historic monuments are destroyed. Either in a hail of gunfire as it's exchanged by warring soldiers, or demolished by bombs dropped from the air. Or more recently, by a Frankenstein monster of religious zealots arrogantly expressing their domination of a captured area and destruction of idols.
Hundreds of casualties in air raids on Syrian market. And the media is demonizing the Syrian government, saying, how dare they? It looks like a bunch of civilians got killed because Al-Qaeda, ISIS, as they always do, base their head base in the city they've taken over. This is admitted in the middle of the market because there's buildings within the market. Syria has now turned the tide against the rebels 2 years ago. Now they've had the tide turned against them. The rebels hold more than 60% of the country. They're taking major towns and cities every week. Russia is basically starting to withdraw support from Syria. It looks like it's going to fall to Al-Qaeda. And they are going to murder every Christian and Jew they get their hands on. And then you'll hear our media go, gee, Syria's so failed. They're killing everyone. It's so sad. Just like Libya.
Recently, Syrian scholar Khalid al-Assad was beheaded by ISIS militants as a stark message to President Bashar al-Assad. As ISIS wages its United Nations and CIA-backed horror across the Middle East into the jowls of Damascus, the legendary 82-year-old scholar had been interrogated for a month over the location of treasures from Palmyra. His beheaded and mutilated corpse was hung from one of the Roman-era column ruins in the ancient Syrian city. With him dissipates decades of world history and irreplaceable relics that stood for thousands of years. Before the destruction of Palmyra, the ancient Assyrian city of Nimrud, the site believed to have been where the Tower of Babel was built, was destroyed in March. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was disturbed by the destruction in Nimrud. Yet none of this would have happened without Kerry's hidden hand allowing the ISIS monster to grow on his watch. Mark Altawil, professor of archaeology at University College of London, said, I would describe Nimrud as one of the really unique archaeological sites in the entire ancient Near East. Nimrud is the capital of the first empire in this long series of empires that have profound significance in the way this region develops and ultimately how it affects our own society. In March of 2015, ISIS ravaged Iraq's antiquities, destroying the ancient royal city of Sargon at Khorsabad, northeast of Mosul. The ancient city of Hatra and the Mosul Museum, where many of the Assyrian artifacts were housed, was destroyed. The multi-million-dollar Mosul library that housed thousands of ancient books and manuscripts were looted and used for firewood. And Jonah's tomb was blown up, Jonah's story being one that is spread among all faiths. Meanwhile, the United Nations stands by and wrings its hands, deeming the destruction a war crime, refusing to own up to any of the blame while supporting the New World Order in its bid for global dominance, bursting with the demons of the United States and United Nations-supported obliteration of human history. John Bowne for Infinite.
All right, we'll be back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for that.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is
the war.
It's happening now.
It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the Info War.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday, the third day of September 2015. We'll be live tomorrow with the Friday transmission. We'll be live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. as well. And I'm going to tape and also put together a best-of show that'll be a mix of new reports and also some of our best-ofs coming up on Monday over the holiday long weekend. And, of course, there's InfoWars Nightly News, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, that you'll be able to tune into. Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6. The Nightly News, of course, 7 o'clock weeknights. I am just so incredibly frustrated and outraged by the clear, naked, open promotion of racial division and race war in this country, and the shocking rhetoric of Louis Farrakhan and other organizations that if any other organization or group was saying it, you would have investigations, you would have indictments. But because we have a Justice Department and a White House and then George Soros above that, quarterbacking the operation, it is seen as acceptable by the minions in the government, who then won't respond or do anything about the promotion of what is clearly terrorism in this country, going out and shooting and killing and executing people. And regardless of what you think about some of the police out there, they have a right to a judge, they have a right to a jury, they have a right to due process. And I know the argument is some of these judges and juries and grand juries are corrupt and cops get away with a lot. And in some jurisdictions, that's certainly true. In some jurisdictions, the good cops get targeted. All I know is there is an organized, planned program to start a civil war in this country ignited by race war right at the time that the globalist social engineers are causing conflicts all over the planet. And they'll take any division they can, exacerbate it to create divide and conquer. They'll come in and hype Crip versus Blood to get blacks killing each other. And now look where that is today. So it's a very serious situation. And I know that the audience of this broadcast is fully aware of that. I know that the audience of this radio show slash TV show understands that, but we have to get that information out to everyone else in the country and the world, and we have tens of millions of regular listeners. We've probably got upwards of 10 million hardcore listeners and fans of Liberty that tune in each and every week. We've got 4 or 5 million people. We have all the metrics that tune in every day. We have over 10 million people that kind of passively come through the show and the different platforms of the broadcast every week. And those are the real people we're trying to shake out of their doldrums, shake out of their trance to realize the big picture and to understand the epic historical developments that are taking place right now. When they're bold enough to start renaming mountains, and the president is operating as a dictator, shutting down power plants, opening borders, funding ISIS, when they're bold enough to be selling body parts of babies and whole babies, when they're bold enough to be putting fluoride in the water, known to lower IQ and cause brain damage and bone cancer, when they're bold enough, we have new footage out of Mexico of girls convulsing and collapsing and writhing after they're given the Gardasil shot. That video is up on InfoWars.com. And this is the response that's happened in other parts of the world. They push it as trendy, cool, wonderful, from Australia to the United States, and a good minority of the girls that take it have convulsions within an hour of taking it. A smaller minority die Others have autoimmune disorders. Others get Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy. It is admittedly a super dangerous vaccine that has been banned in many countries. And they're forcing every girl in Mexico, every school-age girl, to take it. They do it at the school, and they give it to them in the morning. And by lunchtime, their infirmary is full of girls writhing around, having convulsions, blood coming out of their noses. And they can just do this and just push it as establishment and get away with it. Just like yesterday in the fourth hour, we re-aired a David Knight interview from the Nightly News a few months ago with a whistleblower nurse. She sent us her ID. She sent us all her proof from the major hospital that she's a senior nurse at. Of course, we didn't show all that on air. Another whistleblower report, the woman did use her name. And they said, we run the preemie departments. They can be 6 months, 7 months. They can even be doing well for a week. We get the order, inoculate them all, and we get ready to get respirators, defibrillators. We get ready to fight for their lives. We hold their hands. We give them the vaccines, and the poor little things start convulsing, and they start losing them. This is the modern firing squads. And it's done hidden in plain view. And they don't care if you're an FBI agent's baby girl. They don't care if you're an auto mechanic's baby boy. They don't care if you're Hispanic. They don't care if you're black. They don't care if you're white. They don't care if you're an immigrant from Russia or Mexico. The New World Order wants to inject you and just normalize all the death, all the mental illness, all the brain damage, all the neurological disorders, all the autism, all the autoimmune disorders, and just normalize that suddenly there's all these sick people everywhere. And we had 1 in 25,000 with autism 30 years ago, and now it's 1 in 58. CDC's own numbers. They estimate 1 in 10, then 1 in 3. 1 in 10 by 2025. 1 in 3 by 2030. Just type it in. You can pull it up yourself. And it'll be normal just to don't be against everybody that's in wheelchairs and can't talk. Why are you being hateful of the crippled people? Don't use the word crippled. Be politically correct. Use the term handicapped. See, it's all about don't use the word crippled, but don't care why everybody is crippled. See how they play these games? Oh, we don't sell the embryonic tissue of babies in the first 3 weeks. We just sell the fetal tissue up to 9 months. It's all semantical games, all little jokes, all little scams, all so funny. Gaming all the unconscious TV heads. They're like little children. I walk around and see the general public. They're like little kids. Their eyes are just kind of open like, ooh, in a trance state, ooh, just putting on fronts of how they're tough, how they're cool, how they're smart, how they've got money. All of it's just like reef fish with bright colors showing off to each other. Well, I'm not a stupid reef fish. I'm not a parrot either to repeat things. I can see clearly what's happening to us, and it's nightmare. It's just crazy town. And people don't even know they're living in the beginning of a total dystopia. They have no idea. It's all scientifically planned. Yeah, I've looked at it closely. It's very alien, and I have no proof of aliens. I don't get into UFOs. But the more I research this and look at it, this is not of this world, man. I'm a Christian. It's the devil. That's all I can handle. It's the devil. Every culture said there's this evil force that gets people to do bad things and that there's a master design behind it that's beyond humans. And I'm telling you, I've looked at this and it's so sophisticated and the formulae is so sickening that I want to believe it's an entity, a spirit, and not my fellow humans. But the truth is, you get 7.5 billion people, there's a large group of people in this world that'll sell their mama out for a stick of bubble gum. And then there are very small groups of people that have super high IQs and are almost like Asperger's idiot savants when it comes to manipulating people. And they're cold-blooded and they have a real hunger for death. A real hunger for enslavement. And just other people don't see it. You read history, you see it, but I don't even need to read history. I have. I can tune into their BS. And it's just like living with these people and seeing, and they're smirking, they're laughing, they're gang signs, they're Illuminati garbage. Makes me sick. I mean, these people are evil. Evil, evil, evil. I'm going to come back, get into our top stories, and then I'm going to open the phones up when we start the bottom of the hour segment. I'm going to go to your calls very, very soon. Stay with us.
Why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Biggs is going to pop in for about 5 minutes at the start of the next segment, and then we'll go to your phone calls. He ran around all night with the police, searching in fields, you name it, for whoever shot the police officer. The three men, one black man, two white men, there in Illinois a few days ago. And there's been more police shootings since then. In Boston, a police car got shot up and blew up. And there's more calls for police to be killed. And these people sitting around calling for folks to be killed have never really killed anybody, I don't think. It's one thing to go out and kill somebody. That's bad enough to just sit around, yeah, kill police. Go and shoot them. I mean, it's just calling for premeditated, cold-blooded murder of people you don't even know by a bunch of wimps. I guarantee you that have never killed anybody. It shows people that are disconnected from reality. It's like the ultimate example of people that will send you threatening emails. Studies show, but they won't do it in person. They'll send you really rude, hateful emails in person. People you know. But in person, they won't do it. Something about the internet, something about giving a speech that people don't get that it's actually having an effect. But police charged a woman for false report and cop killer manhunt. Biggs was there when this all went down. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to get into Europe's borders continuing to collapse by design. Report on Infowars.com. Trump to sign GOP pledge precluding a third-party run. Refugees from U.S.-Saudi-sponsored Syrian war flood into Europe. Neutron bombs used in Yemen? Question mark. The shocking video that Rob Dew got off Spanish television, off Mexican TV. Young girls convulse on the floor after HPV shot. News on the economy we're going to be breaking down. And the economics of Bernie Sanders. That's some of the news in the featured news area of Infowars.com. We've got a report out, I see, on Drudge. Hacker threatens to sell Hillary's entire unreleased private emails for $500,000. FBI scouring server for evidence of spying. Aide expected to plead fifth before House panel. So now Hillary's people are pleading the fifth. They're getting ready to. Crowley, Clinton's plan to counterattack Obama. See, now it's basically admitted that there's a fight between the Clintons and Obama over who will control the next dynasty. There's a flashback about how Julian Assange will be Hillary's worst nightmare in 2016. Another report, Budapest on the brink. That's Hungary. We won't be taken to the camps as hundreds of thousands of illegals pour in. Some of the Eastern European countries that don't have any money and are already collapsing are like, look, we're busing you out. We're taking you out. We're getting rid of you. And they're like, no, we're going to stay. Shocking moment. Desperate father throws himself, his wife, and baby onto rail tracks in Hungary after releasing their train to Austria is actually taking them to a refugee camp. And there is video of that. Again, that we can play for the TV viewers, but radio listeners can simply go to Infowars.com or DrudgeReport.com and see it. But the woman, Muslim woman, with her husband and the baby, throwing themselves on the railroad tracks rather than being sent back to their country. And then we have ISIS and Al-Qaeda forces funded by the West ravaging these Muslim countries, destabilizing them, so they then flood into our nations. But you'll never be shown these images of what's happening in the countries that are fleeing. No, no, no. It's just once they get here to elicit a response of feeling sorry for them. But this is what's going on. And there's 6+ billion people that want to come here. There are 6+ billion people of the 7.5 billion. Really, it's more than 6 billion that want to come in here. And I mean, it'd be one thing if the hardworking ones, the ones that had skills came here and there wasn't welfare, but and we're already bankrupt. This is game over. This is the political takeover. And we don't know why they have political correctness where you can't criticize radical Islam under their model. It's because they plan. I never used to believe this when I heard folks talk about it at WorldNet Daily or Glenn Beck, but I've actually got to say they've been proven right, or Jerome Corsi. There really is a plan. to bring in intolerant groups and then force us to accept their way of life under political correctness while we lose our freedom of speech. There's a billion plus Muslims, and the plan is to radicalize them and bring them
in. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, the third day of September 2015, worldwide broadcast. Joe Biggs is going to pop in from Fox Lake, Illinois, the site of the police officer that was killed a few days ago. He ran around with the police during their manhunt last night. He reported to us last night. Now it's in the news today, USA Today. Police charge woman for false report in cop killer manhunt. And he witnessed that last night. We've got a bunch of HD footage he sent us that we're going to be premiering. It's very interesting on the nightly news tonight of him running around in fields pretty much with the police with flashlights. And again, this is simply embedding himself in the middle of it when the rest of the press just sat back waiting for press conferences to actually see what was happening. Just a snapshot of what's happening in America. But we're going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. Taylor, Neil, Otter, Cash, Wild, and others. Go ahead now, and we're going to flip over to video Skype on the ground with Joe Biggs reporting for InfoWars.com. Joe, what have you witnessed so far since we talked to you yesterday?
Joe Vincent with InfoWars.com. Now I'm standing outside of the Fox Lake Police Department yet again, day two. Last night, or yesterday I should say, I got a few tips that police were going door to door again throughout the neighborhoods, right across from where the police officer was shot and killed. Now earlier yesterday morning, the police came out and said that they had suspended the search in this area, but then they started following up on leads that they were getting through social media, which brought them back to the neighborhood across through there. And I had the opportunity to go through and take some pictures and video of these guys going door to door. Now, these guys weren't dressed up in regular cop gear. These guys had on, you know, bulletproof vests, Uzis, assault rifles, shotguns, everything you could think of. And they said, hey, we're going door to door. We're looking for a suspected cop killer. We have to treat each home like there could be a violent person in there. So these guys are going around doing that. And during that time, there was a vigil that was going on as well for the police officer, which had a lot of folks distracted. A lot of people were gone. There was about 1,000 people who showed up for Lieutenant Glinovich's vigil that was going on. So I had the opportunity to walk up and down the street without a lot of traffic and watch these guys as they went from house to house, following leads and, you know, whatever you have you with that. During that time, a lady came out from her house with a cell phone and said that a friend of hers called her that works at the Dollar
Joe, your Skype's breaking up. Wait a minute till it gets better and then go back about 10 seconds. A lady came out of her house with a cell phone. Please continue.
Yes, a lady came out of her house with a cell phone, and a friend of hers had called who worked at the Dollar General, which is not too far up the road from where we were at, about a five-minute drive. And the lady said that two girls had walked into the store and were bragging about who had killed the cops. They knew who it was. So she handed the phone over to the U.S. Marshals. The Marshals talked to that lady at the Dollar General, and they had a further walk. They took their time. They had a good, you know, quarter of a mile walk to get back to their vehicle. My vehicle was only 100 yards away. So I talked to the lady. I said, hey, what information did you just tell the Marshals? She says, yeah, my friend's working up here at the store. Some girls came in bragging that they knew who, you know, killed the cops. So I jumped in my vehicle and beat feet over there and got there before the police did. And when I walked up, the lady goes, she just seemed freaked out. I said, hey, did you just call someone and say that you saw someone talking about who killed the cop? And she flipped out. She says, I can't talk to you. The U.S. Marshals told me not to talk to anybody. So at that point in time, that's when things started to heat up because the Marshals pulled up. They started talking, and then that's when you started seeing more police presence coming out. Then a few hours later, you get this bogus call coming in. It's about 9:20 p.m. last night. This lady calls in, says that she was driving down the road. Her car broke down, and she was on the side of the road. Two guys approached her asking if they could get a ride into Milwaukee. And she said by her story is that they ran because they were scared that she was going to call the cops on them. And she gave the description of what the police are looking for. We know that there's two white male suspects on the loose and a black male. She said that there was a white male and a black male that tried to essentially rob her and take her car. So this began an all-night manhunt. I stayed up for 24 hours straight yesterday. I haven't eaten. And quite honestly, I'm pissed. I hope they throw this woman under the jail. Because if the suspects weren't out of town and they were in Fox Lake yesterday, guess what? They're sure as hell going to be gone now because all they had to do was turn on the TV and see all the helicopters flying overhead, the airplanes, hundreds, you know, not if not even maybe 1,000 or 2,000 police officers running around up and down the streets through cornfields, which I was involved in. I'm going through cornfields looking around. I'm not scared to go out there. So we're out there running around looking for this because we thought this was a credible threat. And the next thing you know, you start getting people are calling in saying, hey, there's suspicious people walking through our yards, this and that. So next thing you know, there was this wild goose chase going on all night until about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was all because a lady lied because she wanted attention. She was a nanny, and she was looking for attention from a family that she was working for and essentially threw the entire thing away now because of a lie.
Well, she's going to get attention now. I mean, I've never seen one of these cross burnings in modern times where it wasn't people doing it for attention. I mean, there's been some real Nazi murders and Klan murders, but not really cross burnings in yards. Every Jewish center we've seen, without exception, with the swastikas put on it, has been fake. Every time a dorm gets a swastika put on it, it's been fake. I mean, it's almost always, I think there's been a few real ones total, it's almost always a false flag. And same way, women that claim three black guys rape them and, you know, carve stuff on their face, turns out that's a lie. Or a black lady claims white people raped them, that's a lie. There is a penchant in criminology, just like men commit most murders, women commit most of the making stuff up to get attention. It's just bizarre. They'll claim they're raped all the time. And that's why many times the police don't believe a woman when she claims that they've been raped if there isn't hardcore evidence, because so many women lie and say they've been raped. I mean, I just don't get the psychology of claiming that, you know, you get carjacked or you get attacked if you didn't, Joe.
At the end of the day, this is just so sad, especially for this community. There was 1,000 people who showed up to this police officer's vigil. That's a lot of people. I hope that many people show up if I die to something. You know, that's amazing to show you that the community really liked this person. You know, we hear about a lot of bad police officers, but this was a good police officer. I mean, there were people that have known to have been scumbags in this town who showed up. People respected this guy and showed up for him. And this lady threw it all away. She disrespected the community. She screwed up the entire manhunt. Because, like I said, all these guys would have had to have done last night was turn on the TV and see that these guys were south, and they could have just walked out of here free because there was no cops up here. They were all down here. And all the news was up here at the police station about 15 minutes away or 10 minutes away from where everything was going on.
Yeah, lying woman blows manhunt. Joe Biggs, I'm going to go to calls. Great job. Are you planning to come home today or tomorrow?
Yeah, today.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add about what you've seen, what you've taken away from this?
Well, I do find it's very interesting the fact that the police said that they were going to come at this armed door-to-door and treat every home they go to like there is, you know, some armed suspect, especially when we have rights. I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty. So I think that's a little messed up, but that's the message that they put out, that they're going to go around armed like every home they go to is a potentially a violent situation.
Well, if these guys are hiding there, that's certainly the case, but there's always bad guys hiding somewhere. So absolutely, it's an escalation of the threat continuum and basically turning everyone into suspects in a police state, which is going to sow distrust and only cause the war between the people and the police to accelerate. Joe Biggs, great job. We'll see you back here tomorrow in studio to break things down. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on, Alex.
You bet. Thank you. Great job going up there. Now, we're going to go to your phone calls, and then coming up, speaking of that, there is a dead police officer memorial just about a mile away from where the deputy was executed last Friday in the county where Houston's based, Harris County. And folks have been egging that, and there's been more calls on radio and TV to kill police. I mean, this is insane asylum level. And it's only being allowed by the White House to start a civil war. And I know I keep repeating that, but I've been saying it the last few years. Every day, now it's clear it's happening. We're trying to stop it. This thing has basically been on slow burn. Now the fuse is burning very, very fast. And for all intents and purposes, this stuff has already begun. If it goes one level higher of escalation, it's going to chain reaction. We are right on the verge of hundreds of police getting killed. And then the police are just going to go completely crazy. They're going to stop responding to regular crime as they've done in Baltimore and other areas, and then crime is just going to explode, especially in the areas where people are disarmed. But even in areas where we have guns, crime is going to go up right as the economy falls apart, and you can just see the writing on the wall. This is a sickening situation. I'm going to your phone calls now. I knew it'd be a hit. We came out with our own Hillary Clinton for prison T-shirts. And we've already sold about a third of those. We've got more on order. But if you do want to support the broadcast and also wake people up, the fact that Hillary Clinton is a criminal, it's a collector's item. We're only going to make these in the last few months of this year. We've got a lot of special edition T-shirts. This is one of them. Hillary for Prison, 2016. And on the back it says Infowars.com, legalize freedom. Using a Ron Paul quote. So people can say, what do you mean, Hillary for prison? Well, here's the thing she's done. And, you know, if we punish her, we can start punishing other politicians. We need to bring the fear of God into these people legally and lawfully. And who are you with? What do you stand for? Well, Infowars.com. Well, what's it? Well, it wants to legalize freedom.
It's a movement of people that are sick of corruption, want common sense, and judge individuals on the character of their deeds, what they stand for, not what color they are, not what group they're part of, but what they stand for, what how they live, what they do. So the Hillary for prison, 2016, Rob Dew had a great idea when he was hosting in the fourth hour yesterday. We brought that hour back, but now kind of a wrap-up roundtable show. Fire at Will, we're thinking of the name of it. Should it be just the wrap-up show? Should it be Overdrive, Fire at Will? Or should there be sections in Overdrive, like Fire at Will, where each reporter in here covers 10 stories in, you know, 2 minutes or something? I don't know, but we're really going to heavily program that fourth hour. By program, you know, actually script it more with clips and guest, and we're formulating it right now, but it's going to be probably one of the hottest hours of the 4 hours every single day here. And it's up on the satellite for all of our radio affiliates to pick it up if they would like to. The fourth hour will now be live every day, except like on holidays. So the Hillary Clinton for prison, Hillary for prison shirt, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free to secure yours, 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. And finally, after 3 months being sold out, Liver Shield is back for the liver cleanse. You do it for 6 days with the oxy powder. We have informational videos, a description of how to do the cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com is the master website. It's dramatic. It's amazing. Most people have a huge flush of their gallbladder with the most nauseous stuff you've ever seen in your life. It really, really works for myself and others. You've seen the rave reviews. Again, a 4.8 review, 4.9 review, 4.5 reviews, 5-star reviews. The average is, blow that up and I can read it. It's so small. Sorry. I believe it has a 4.8. The point is, of all of our products, it's really amazing. It's back. It's very hard to get the herbs and have them purified and organic and concentrated. That's why we just don't always have it on hand, or we would. It's thick, thick, thick stuff. It really works to open up the liver before the cleanse. And it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. And we also have the new Deep Cleanse that was sold out for about a month and a half. It's back in limited supply. And hopefully we're trying to ramp up production, but these both will undoubtedly probably sell out by next Tuesday or Wednesday. So if you want to take advantage of the overall Deep Cleanse for the body, along with the liver cleanse, both those products are now available. And finally, 10% off for a limited time. It'll end Sunday on Secret 12, the special organic pure formulation of vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, and then I always say the other name wrong, so I won't say it, but adenosylcobalamin. There you go. So no teleprompter, so it's hard to say these words from memory. InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchases help fund the launch of the TV network, expanding the transmissions, the news websites, the special reports, the reporters on the ground. So thank you all for helping build InfoWars in a win-win situation. Okay, we're going to have open phones right through the next hour and news. I said go to calls early in this hour. That at least means I get to them in this hour. But we will take a lot of calls today, so thank you for holding. Taylor in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. I've got in my possession a Department of Homeland Security document that's went under the radar. This right here is bombshell information. This is the cherry on top of the pie of the volumes of tyrannical literature that the DHS has put out, labeling every facet of the American people as constituting the number one domestic extremist threat to our national security. Okay, it's the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency, National Exercise Program. And it's entitled, you can type this in, it's entitled National Exercise Program, Capstone Exercise 2014, Scenario Ground Truth. And in this exercise, under Section 6.1, under Cyber Operations, the exercise scenario...
Sir, just slow down for just a minute. I've seen a lot of documents, and I think I've seen this one before, and some are real, some aren't, and so I'm not saying you're wrong. Give me the title of it right now, and I'll type it in and pull it up for my... I'll type it in and pull it up for myself. I just had my mouse here, but I'll try my best to get it. Go ahead and give me the headline so myself and everybody else can follow along. What is the name of the document?
Okay, it's National Exercise Program, Capstone Exercise 2014.
Well, go slower. Go slower. Go slower.
I'm right, I was just trying to
move along. You're doing great. I'm going to ask you again. Just I'm slow here, but I'm going to do it myself. Go ahead and give me national level exercise.
National exercise program.
Okay. Go ahead.
Capstone Exercise 2014.
Yeah, I remember this. Okay, thank you. I wasn't trying to be rude. I just wanted to get it. Now go ahead, sir.
It's called Scenario Ground Truth, too. So
yeah, I found it. You can document cam right in here. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, FEMA Capstone 2014 National Exercise Begins. Yes, we covered this at Infowars.com. And then they've got the Army training manuals to put us in FEMA camps. No, I know, sir. It's all public. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wanted to point out, you know, for the people that have any doubt as to what is coming, the military puts a name on the face of the enemy they're going to fight. Under Section 6.1, quote, this is the scenario story setting. The U.S. Northern Command mission of defense support to civil authorities has led to increased activity by some anti-government organization. Currently, the most vocal organization is Free Americans Against Socialist Tyranny. Using social media, they advertise anti-U.S. rhetoric focusing on the Department of Defense as well as to recruit like-minded individuals to join their cause. And they go on to say that their number one focus is sympathizers within the government and military to the cause of free Americans against socialist tyranny. I mean, this is bold right here.
Yes, I remember whenever this came out, InfoWars wrote a story about it. Homeland Security exercise targets free Americans against socialist tyranny. Paul Joseph Watson wrote about that in March of 2014. Sir, I'm glad you're freaking out about this. I'm glad you're upset. I'm glad you're concerned. Do you understand we have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act? We have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. We have the Internment Resettlement Army document. We have the military telling us they're training for this. And so they're gearing up to go after gun owners and veterans and local police officers, you name it, while funding a race war. They're clearly gearing up for something big. And I just wonder, how do all these crooks in the Obama administration and people above them think they're going to get away with this? But they've certainly got some plan. And the answer is false flags to be blamed. And that's why they kind of gave like a catch-all fictional name so that Homeland Security people reading that document would try to search that and wouldn't find any real groups bearing that, or would then find doppelgangers run by the feds that put out hateful rhetoric. You understand, that's not really a real group from my research last year back at the time. It's just a catch-all so the people reading it for themselves can't go out and find out if it's true or not. It's just, people against socialists. And, yes, they are preparing this, and that's why you add the move with the White House protected group saying kill police. How are they going to then say kill the police but then still blame the patriots? Well, how are they going to create Al-Qaeda and ISIS, turn them loose all over the Middle East to kill everybody, and then turn around and say we've got to bomb Assad to stop ISIS when Assad is fighting ISIS? See, that's how crazy this is the public is so illiterate when it comes to politics and terms. That's what George Orwell said. You destroy language. You destroy people's minds. It's like trying to talk to, and I'm not being mean, but it's like trying to explain algebra to somebody that's got Down syndrome. I mean, I have trouble doing algebra. I don't have a very mathematical brain. But I can figure it out. I can pass the class. I can do some trigonometry. But you try to teach it to somebody with a 70 IQ, it ain't happening. Well, they've artificially, with chemicals and TV and the culture, done this to people now where they might say that, you know, groups killing hundreds of cops, even though it, you know, it's Black Lives Matter connected groups, they might come out and say the patriots did it. I mean, they say I'm behind the Boston bombing. They say I want cops dead with no proof. I said at the time they'll end up within a year blaming Assad for Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And they did exactly that. So I actually believe once they start a wave of cops being killed, they're going to have some patriot group they run be set up for killing a bunch of cops at some, you know, police event or something, a bomb, who knows, and then they're going to say, we're done with cops being killed, we're arresting the patriots. And the average person will just say, okay, do it. I mean, it's so warped, it's so sick, it's so upside down, it's so illogical. I don't even know what to say at this point, brother, but it's definitely happening. Anything else?
Yeah, I would like to add, my friend is in the Detroit State Police. I played hockey with him. I can give you his name off air. He specifically, my friends were asking him at the bar, this was in October of 2013, they're asking him, hey, are you still being trained to go after the libertarians and the Ron Paul supporters? And he kind of laughed it off. And then he straight up told us that they're being prepared by the DHS for all-out civil war in 2017. I vetted that for quite a while, and now it really seems to be coming to fruition. I just thought that was interesting.
I know. It is coming to fruition. I don't wish any black people harm, any cops harm. I don't wish any Hispanics harm. I don't miss any Asians harm. I just want to have free market and have a country and let us have power plants and let us grow food and let us eat good food that isn't GMO and don't shoot kids up with deadly vaccines and let us be healthy and not have us surveilled all the time and, you know, just have a basic, decent, prosperous country. But that isn't what the globalists want. They want to capture and break the back of this country. And this is modern globalist warfare right now. And I really appreciate you, Taylor, for calling in. You know, short of breath, FEMA document says it wants to go after the patriots and round us up with the military. It's at FEMA.gov, and I can't believe you're not. We didn't talk about it, but I should be talking about this more. But that's my problem, is I've been so close to this so long that maybe I should just drink fluoride and take all the vaccines and just get cancer and die and just worship the government and worship, you know, I have a sex change and just die of cancer and worship tyranny and worship Satan. And just worship all the babies, you know, worship the government killing the babies and selling their body parts. And be glad little kids are dying everywhere of bone cancer from fluoride in the water. And just be glad everybody's becoming mentally brain damaged and just go find a trash dump somewhere and just roll around in piles of garbage. But I'm not going to do that. I mean, I'm a sick freak. I just like good, clean, healthy, happy things. I like justice. I like freedom. And I'm a bad person because I'm not like the world, I guess. I guess you're bad, too, out there, listeners. Neil in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. I'm the author of a book called Global Economic Collapse, The New Dark Ages. And I actually wanted to talk about what?
It's a good title.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it's going to happen. I was on your show and talked to Lyndon LaRouche before, and he introduced me to the Glass-Steagall Act. I wanted to talk about the borders, though, being down here in Tucson and it becoming a sanctuary city because we have a liberal mayor and a liberal sheriff. And out here, you have to basically own a gun to protect yourself in the rural areas. And I'm going through a situation where I've been targeted by corrupt police. I'm kind of a whistleblower, and I've complained about police corruption and them ignoring our complaints, and there's even an article about it. If I can listen, if I could say the title of the article, is that okay?
Yeah, man, I don't screen your calls on air, bro. I don't do it. I don't do it. Whoa, man. What do you mean if you can say the title of an article?
Well, I didn't know if there's copyright restrictions or anything.
Sir, there's no copyright on your speech to say the name of articles?
You never know nowadays. They sue over everything. Okay, please Google the Saga of Three Points, and it's about the an area out here 100 miles north of the border, and the police basically...
Hey, I don't mean to be rude to you, Neil. Just stay there, and I'll come back to you in 70 seconds when we start the next hour. It's just, you see how political correctness works and copyright stuff, we all censor ourselves. When he thinks he can't say the name of an article, I mean, brother.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Brother. Oh my God.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3131.
Waging war on corruption.